I've got four or five places to go to. But my thought is, this order set her feels apart. Jesus said, I'm going away and prepare a place for you. I've already overcome the world. If I go and prepare a place for you, I'm coming again. But there was a day. Now, we get into the message. If you think for a minute you'll get into heaven with sin in your life, you might as well kiss it goodbye. Except you repent of your sins. The day that God cleaned up heaven for me and you, for the righteous, for the redeemed. You know, we was in filth. We live in filth. But we can be pure in heart. We can be godly. Now, we live in a maze. But there was a day that God cleaned up heaven. And I'm made to believe when He cleaned it up, He swept it clean. Just like He did your soul when you repented and you've come believing in Jesus. Whenever He cleansed my soul, I was pure and clean. And white as snow. That is the way I'm going to heaven. We can't do it without repentance. Through repentance, we can stay cleaned up. You have your Bible, you can try to follow along with us. I may just read a little bit, and I may just talk a little bit. And I may not, I don't know. But today, God cleaned up heaven. You would think my heaven has always been clean. No. No. At one time there was sin there. Just like there was one time there was sin in your life. God cleaned you up. He cleaned up heaven. In second, in 2 Peter, 2 chapter, 4th verse. For if God spared not the angels, and had S on it, they have more than one, that sinneth, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment. And spared not the whole world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, being in the flood, upon the world, of ungodliness. That sounds kind of like us. I'm here to tell you that one day that when God cleaned up heaven, I believe He called on Michael, the archangel. And there was a war in heaven. Michael fought and the devil fought and they cast out the angels that sent them. He cleaned it up for me and you. So then it was holy and He could work and prepare a place for the redeemed, the holy people. People that come out of great tribulation and repented of their stinking sins, cleaned their life up, and He prepared a place for a righteous people. Prepared a place for a people that were prepared to go there. Now, somebody said, well, The Lord knows me and how I am. Boy, you better believe He does. You ain't going to slip nothing. Well, you know, preacher, you don't know what I've done. I don't know what you've done. I don't know what you've been saying. I don't know what you've been doing. But I can point you to one that looks down in the depths of the soul. He knows every word that's spoken. He knows the imagination of the heart of man. Good or bad. Are you going to be reserved under judgment like Him? Are you going to repent of your sins and clean yourself up? Be ready. Because it looks like it ain't going to be long. Just by the nature of man, we ain't got long here. This world could go on for another 100 years. But me and you has not got long here. Let's go over. In the book of Psalms, for one verse of Scripture, God has cleaned up heaven. He has cast out the angel that sinneth. We're talking about sins before God. The 119th of Psalms and the 89th verse. It says, "Forever, O Lord, Thine word is settled in heaven." After He got it cleaned up, and it was settled, and forever it is settled. I want to go back just for a little ways. Here goes my money. Let's go just a little bit. In the 5th chapter of Matthew, 18th verse. "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth passes, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Whenever the plan of God, and whenever He made a plan, you know, there was a day that down through the old law, they killed bulls and goats. I bet that it was not worthy to save man. I bet God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son into the world that He might call men and women through repentance through the blood that He shed on Calvary repentance we could get ready be cleaned up to make the journey for a place that's holy and undefiled brother that's not stained with the filth of the world and the filth of the flesh. My brother, I will not have to worry anymore. There ain't no wonder that somebody I can hear, I can feel the home calling me. I can feel heaven calling me because I've got cleaned up my sins under the blood because I repented of my sin. Jesus told Nicodemus, he said, "You must be born again." Amen. You ain't going there except you be born again. Preacher, I'd like to just be baptized and go on home. We need to be born again and then be baptized. He was buried in a liquid grave. But then his fleshly body was buried. Baptism is not to wash away the filth of the flesh, but to enter a good conscience in that before the Lord. I have died. I've buried. There was the Lord. I died and rose on the third day and descended back to the Father. Brother, and you talk about a house cleaning. I listen, before the redeemed of God, I returned, no doubt, there was a house cleaning. I took place. Brother, they cleaned heaven. The place that he said he was going away to prepare for me and you is holy and undefiled. And there's no more danger there. There's no more killing. Sin will do anything to you. They ain't nothing too good for sin. So God wiped it clean. He spared not the angel that sent them. That sinneth, but cast them down. I listen, Revelations. I said, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Because the devil has come down. To you to make war. Against you. The devil didn't come down here. To comfort you. And give you all the good things. That he promised Jesus. I listen, he had nothing to give. All that he could do is promise Jesus. He said, if you'll fall down and worship me, I will give you all the glory. I listen, of the world. But he could not give him nothing but trouble, heartaches. Everything, oh Lord, is settled forever. Listen, we're going to take our time and go on just a little further. Forever, it is settled. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Now, we not think, I can get to heaven, except for the preached word, we need the preached word, for the correction, of the soul, because Jesus, he said, in the word, he said, I will make a new covenant, now, the old world, and the old law, I was not good enough, he couldn't save a man. But he said, I will make a new covenant for the house of Israel. And all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. They will know that I am the Lord. I'm here to tell you and to preach to you today. If you go out of this world unprepared to meet God, you go out of this world unprepared by your own doings. He come to seek and to save them which are lost. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. How am I going to be lifted up? How is he going to be lifted up? He done been lifted up to the cross. If I lift him up to the preached word, thine word is forever settled in heaven. People change his sayings. I change the doctrine of the gospel. They change everything to fit their own way. I maybe ain't make it easy on the soul. But brother, listen. There's not a thing change in heaven. But now that we need to correct our own doings. Read just a little bit more. He made a new covenant for us. Listen. He said, it's really many. And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of this prophecy of this book. For the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is holy, filthy, let him be filthy still. And he which is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he which is holy, let him be holy still. I'm telling you that their day will come. The Bible said that the redeemed, them that sleep in Jesus, will rise first. There's coming a day that it's that mighty man, great man, kings of the earth, the bond man, the free man, will run for the rocks and the mountains to fall on, to hide them from the face of the Lamb. What a dreadful day to be left here to run for the rocks and the mountains to fall on us, to hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. If you're holy, he said, let you be holy still. If you're filthy, let you be filthy still. Listen, if we're unjust, we'll be unjust still. So what are you saying, preacher? We have the time. We have opportunity to clean this thing up. I have opportunity today to clean my life up. Oh, well, Lord knows that I'm filthy. He said, let you be filthy still. He said, if you come to me, I will in no wise cast you out. He that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. So, if we die, however we, it is with us, that's how we're going to meet Jesus. But I'm here to tell you that one day he cleaned heaven up. When he cleans sin up and casts it out, listen, you think you're going to go if you got sin in your life? No. No. Not one jot or not one tittle shall fail the Word of God till all be fulfilled. I'm here to tell you, I'm glad to see the shouting and the praising of the Lord. But I'm glad to see that the Lord is still merciful and he's still working and laboring. If we have got sin in our life, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? If you know you've got a problem, you know that you would be cast out or be refused to enter in, we got opportunity. We got everything we need. It's been took care of us from on high. The day that he cleaned up heaven, he cleaned it up for the redeemed, for the righteous. Now it's our place to repent of our stinking sins. And he said he'd wash us and make us clean. He knows the vows that you have broke, whether they be to the spouse or to the church or to him. He knows. You know, when I got saved, I said, Lord, I'll do anything. Boy, that was a big mouthful. Because whenever he began to ask me and move on to me to preach his word, oh no, I can't do that. But he said, I will go with you. And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Because I know he has cleaned up heaven. He's cleaned up this fleshly body. He's cleaned up the soul. Amen. I want us to, somebody get a song. I'm staying.